Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
Indeed you are. I'm Jeff Sloan. This is the Pre-W Smith Show. And we're getting ready to hear from Paul in the 6 a.m. hour. But before we go to Paul, we've got some things that we're focused on here on our show today. And that one of the important ones is, are we going back to the office? Are we not going back to the office? If we go back to the office, is it hybrid? Is it full-time? Is it part-time? You know, there's been a really strong labor market. And up to this point, you know, there's been demands that employers have had to meet. They've got to listen to their workforce so they stand the chance of not being able to hire the best or keep the best. And so the leverage has shifted to the workforce, but maybe things are changing. And what is that going to mean for whether or not we're going to be working from the office anymore? Well, Ronnie Mola, she's a senior reporter at Recode by Vox. She just published a story on this. It's interesting. One of the people she talked to said, I don't gain anything by going into the office besides a commute. Ronnie, you got to break this down for us.
Yeah, so obviously, people who work on their computers for a living, so-called knowledge workers, have been able to sort of successfully work from home for the past 2 years or so. And now more and more companies are calling these workers back into the office. This has happened at various points. You know, sometimes this has happened last year, even 2 years ago. And for a lot of people, it's been happening this spring. And for the most part, these workers say that they would like a hybrid situation where they come in some of the time, they work from home some of the time. That's not always what they're getting, but it's sort of like no one's happy, right? So the people who want to work remotely are upset because they have to come into the office and they're like, hey, I did a really good job for 2 years. Why do I have to come in just because you want me in here? The people who like the office are going back and they're not finding what they left. You know, there's no one there. A lot of the amenities are gone. So some of the reasons why they like the office, you know, are no longer there. And then, you know, the vast majority of people who want hybrid, they say they want hybrid because they want to talk to their colleagues and, you know, meet people face to face and do collaborative stuff. But because of the way the hybrid is set up, you know, some people come in some days, some people come in other days. A lot of people aren't coming in at all. They're not actually getting that communication with their colleagues that they say they want. So they're like, why am I even here? I could do this from home.
Right. We learned a lot about this, about whether companies can still be as productive with at least part or all of their workforce working from home as opposed to being in the office. I think that's a factor here. You know, part of this is driven by, are we productive?
I mean, there are studies that say both things, that we're more productive and less productive. But generally, my takeaway from looking at a lot of these different studies is like productivity in a lot of cases has gone up. There's this longstanding survey from Working From Home Research. It's headed by Stanford University professor who's been studying this sort of thing forever. And people report being much more productive working from home. There's also more objective measures. You know, there's stuff from Microsoft about how much code their coders were pushing, something like that. There's also a study of call center workers, which is more of you could see how many calls people are making. And there's like a satisfaction thing where the person at the end says whether they were satisfied with the call. And we learned that people who wanted to work remotely and did so were able to be just as productive, if not more so. So I think productivity is there. I think the bigger questions and the more like unmeasurable things are whether there's collaboration and creativity.
Right. Right.
And that's what you hear a lot of like bosses and executives worrying about. They're like, can we be creative? Can we have that, you know, je ne sais quoi that we had, you know, when we bumped into each other at the office from home? And then the pushback from employees is like, you know, that was never happening. I just had my headphones in at my desk. We didn't run into each other in the hallway. And then like, we're marking up some things on a whiteboard and coming up with the next Google. Like, that's not my job. That's not what was ever happening.
And so when we talk about a hybrid work environment, what does that look like on average? You know, how's that kind of settling out? Is it one day a week off, 2 days a week off? What do you find?
So it's all over the place. It's different things to different companies, to different people, to different teams. Generally, it's a set number of days you're coming into the office. For a lot of people, that's 2 or 3 days per week. But employees are finding even that is too much. Obviously, you know, they used to go in 5 days a week. So it should seem like, oh, this is a big improvement. But a lot of employees are like, okay, I'm going in 2 days a week, but that's still, you know, a 2 hour commute or whatever it is. And I'm paying, you know, X amount of money for a salad. And I just spend all day on Zooms and Teams. Mm-hmm. And like, why couldn't I do this at my house where I could, you know, put in a load of laundry or pick up my kid?
Right. And I mean, the argument does make sense. You know, as you said, there's pros and cons to the model, but you know, it's a reasonable argument, especially today. it's almost like a corporate benefit not having to commute, you know, with the price of gas and everything else. I mean, it's one of those things that makes a job more desirable. It also helps with employee retention. And so there is benefit that goes beyond the productivity issue to the corporation if they're able to attract and retain really high quality workers. And of course, as I said, that the leverage in the workforce these days, you know, many are demanding it.
Oh, absolutely. We know that remote jobs on LinkedIn get way more applications than non-remote jobs. It's just something that a lot of people, especially women or people who have childcare duties, are looking for. One could also say that it might be a corporate benefit to get rid of office space and not have to pay a really expensive lease. But usually when we're talking about companies, they say that like labor is the most expensive thing. So having to onboard and hire new people, that's super, super expensive. If this is a way to keep people for longer, to hold on to good employees, this is absolutely a benefit for companies.
Yeah. So let me ask you in closing, I've kind of alluded to, we've mentioned the fact that a lot of this is driven by kind of the leverage and the demands that the workforce can make today when looking for a job and requiring at least some sort of hybrid work environment. And that's largely because of the superheated nature, again, the leverage inuring to the labor side of it. But as things change, as the economy changes, the leverage begins to shift. Is a lot of this just driven by the demands of the workforce, or is this, you know, something that really works for both sides, or is it something one side or the other has to put up with?
Right. That's the big question. What happens when we're in a recession? You know, right now when people's work is really highly in demand, there's near record levels of job openings and of quits in business and professional services, you know, which is generally like the people who could do remote work, work in business and professional services. These are office jobs, you know, so if a lot of people are quitting and if there's a lot of open jobs, you have a lot more leverage. You know, in a recession, there's not going to be as many open jobs. So a lot of people are saying, you know, the employer will have the power to call you back in. The question, as you rightly point out, is that, you know, like, is it also good for employers to have people working from home?
Ronnie Mulla, thank you very much. You're a senior reporter at Recode by Vox. We're going to head out to a break right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.